From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In his weekly address, President Obama said the government investment in General Motors and Chrysler is paying off. GM made good on $8 billion in loans, and Chrysler reported a small operating profit. But President Obama also acknowledged that challenges remain, and as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, those challenges are especially daunting for Chrysler.
It's a nice spring day in the small semi-rural town of Milan, Michigan, a perfect day for Chris Hansen to sign the paperwork at Schultz Motors and take his new Ram truck on its maiden voyage. It has that new car smell.
It definitely has.
Hansen did his research before choosing the Ram. He says none of the competition could beat the truck's features, style, towing capacity, and price. This truck will get him to and from work every day, and it will also take his family and their 5,000-pound trailer all over the state.
We decided kind of early on that we wanted to expose our children to the same types of things we kind of knew and loved, and those were, the camping trips for me, all those memories.
Americans still love their trucks. Strong Ram sales helped Chrysler make a small operating profit in the first quarter of this year. Hansen could have bought his truck at a bigger suburban store nearer his home, but he chose to come here to family-owned Schultz Motors. Tyler Schultz is a third-generation owner of the store.
Hey, my publicity agent just came in.
If you couldn't tell, that was a joke. Schultz Motors is no glitzy corporate dealership. It has wood paneling and a sliding screen front door. There's room for only two trucks in the showroom. People stop by just to say hello. This dealership will celebrate its 65th year of selling Chryslers this summer. But Schultz says he almost didn't survive this last year. He pulls out a newspaper clipping.
Here's the picture of our lot in July with no cars on it. And the last time you saw a lot with no cars on it at Schultz Motors was in 1945.
Today, there's at least something to sell, but change is on the way. The first car Chrysler's new Italian co-owner will introduce is the Fiat 500. Chrysler has never sold that small of a car before. Picture something about the size of a Mini Cooper out on the lot next to those manly Ram trucks. Schultz believes smaller cars are the future, with higher gas prices and tougher fuel economy rules on the way. But he says the transition is going to be a balancing act, to say the least.
Large percentage of our customers, they want to drive a domestic product. So whether they'll go along with this kind of force-fed product, but that's clearly progress.
They're at a point right now where they've got to hit the mark with that product, or that's your last shot.
Eric Merkel is president of Autoconomy.com. He says Chrysler does have some good products coming, but they'll be coming a year or two later than GM's and Ford's new vehicles. Eventually, the Fiat 500 could get people who've only ever bought Japanese-made vehicles into a Chrysler showroom. The trick is surviving till then. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.